brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is my trusty and double-jointed editrix, Candace Gibson. How are you, Candace?
Fabulous, Josh.
So, Candace, you want to join me in giving a shout-out to our favorite listener?
You know I do.
Okay, so hey, Billy. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy this podcast as much as the others. And what we're talking about this week is Death Proof Cars, which is just super cool. Candace, have you ever seen the movie Death Proof?
Negative.
Candace, have you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters?
You're out to make me look bad, but no.
No, okay, well, you need to see both. Well, we'll just talk about Death Proof now. I'll tell you about Ghostbusters later. So in the movie, there's a guy named Stuntman Mike, and he's got this car. But I know a really cool car when I see one, and Stuntman Mike's car is cool in aces. It's a 1970 Chevy Nova, and it has like a skull with lightning bolts for crossbones on the hood. And he has it reinforced with steel beams, shatterproof glass, a 5-point seatbelt, all this other stuff. And the reason he has gone to the trouble of death-proofing his car is because he loves to ram it into other people's cars at high speeds and kill them. So he just generally wreaks havoc on the highway. And Stuntman Mike's car is death-proof. He walks away from it several times. And it turns out that they're in real life. Now, this is just a movie. As far as we know, it's not based on any real life events, hopefully. But in real life, there are some people who are thinking about death proof cars, but they're kind of taking it in another direction. Do you know much about that, Candace?
I do, and I'll redeem myself since I lack movie knowledge. This is a European commission called the Prevent Safety Research Group, and their very lofty goal is to reduce auto accidents in Europe by 50% by the year 2010. And to this end, a very well-renowned European automaker, Volvo.
Volvo.
I used to have one, too.
I have one. And actually, our producer, Jerry, admitted that she had one as well. So Volvos are very popular around the office.
Gotta love those Vs. Mm-hmm. They have avowed to make an injury-proof car by 2020. And it's not going to be injury-proof in the way that Stuntman Mike's is. It's actually going to rely on digital features to reinforce it.
And that's a pretty good thing, actually, because Stuntman Mike, he's a hard driver, but for the most part, we humans tend to fold like card tables under pressure, especially when it comes to collisions.
Yeah, well, they're pretty scary. And the way that our brain works, just a short little lesson for you, you can read more about it and how fear works on HowStuffWorks.com. Essentially, when you perceive something that's kind of scary, your brain interprets the stimulus and starts sending chemicals through your body to help with your reaction to that, your fight or flight syndrome. And some things that happen are like your breathing speeds up and your heart starts racing and your muscles tense up and you can't always react. And in the case of auto accidents, that's pretty scary because in 50% of rear-end collisions, people don't even apply the brakes because they're too frozen in fear. And actually, a big whopping 1.1 seconds pass before drivers, in the face of an impending collision, do anything at all.
Yeah, which goes to lend credence to my theory that humans are useless. And I'm not the only one who thinks this either. These engineers at Prevent are basically taking humans out of the equation when it comes to facing a collision, right? There's already a lot of features on the digital car that you mentioned, which is another article on HowStuffWorks.com. And there are all sorts of like safety features that are popping up on high-end luxury cars, like the blind spot detection system, which uses sensors to detect when a car is in your blind spot and you can't see it, or collision prevention systems, which also use sensors to tell when you're coming up really fast on another obstacle.
Self-tightening seat belts,
right.
Brakes that can adjust pressure for your foot, and
right.
All of these features, like combined together, are going to be a part of this injury-proof car. And what's more, you know, we mentioned brakes that increase pressure for you if you can't quite brake as hard as you'd like to before you hit something.
You have spindly legs.
There you go, like myself. But this car could actually brake for you, so completely removing humans from the equation, taking out emotionality and replacing it with hardcore rationality on
nice,
the car's part.
Nice. Yeah, hardcore rationality is what you want in the face of a collision. And it's not just braking for you. Some cars will be steering out of the way for you. And the injury-proof car most likely will be so set with sensors it will be aware of everything that's going on around it and ahead of it and behind it. And so in the future, when you have to swerve one way or another in the face of a collision, your car may say, okay, well, we've got a baby in a stroller being pushed by a mom to the right and a squirrel to the left, and the car will swerve to the left, and goodbye, squirrel. So there's a lot more information on this in the article I wrote and Candace edited, Can a Car Really Be Deathproof? You can read it on howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?